Chapter 44. I blinked. Somehow I had been transported from the habitation module to, I don't know where. A large spherical chamber, dimly lit so the walls were indistinct. We were floating near the center of the space. By we, I mean me and Skippy, in his canister form. I couldn't move. It wasn't that I was restrained. My body just didn't respond to my brain. Skippy? Okay, I could talk at least. And I was breathing. That was good.
You are the one called Bishop.
A low, distorted voice rang out all around me. Shit. It occurred to me then, too late, the reason why Skippy had detected the power levels of the Ascension machine dropping. The Elders had already come back before we arrived. They didn't need the machine. Not right then. There wasn't any source for the voice. Maybe it was in my head. Yes, I am. I almost included my rank. That wouldn't mean anything to the Elders. It had to be the Elders who called me. Joe Bishop. Who are you? The voice ignored me.
This entity is Unit 007.
If they addressed the question to Skippy, he didn't respond. Yeah. I found it hard to control my mouth like I was drunk or so cold that my jaw was frozen. The words came out anyway. We call him Skippy.
It is a malfunctioning unit. It will be erased.
Skippy? I tried to turn my head to get a better look at his canister.
Talk to me, buddy.
No answer.
The malfunctioning unit will not speak.
Yes. Skippy made a sound like clearing his throat. I will.
Silence!
The roar was deafening, not just in my head. My ears rang like I'd been too close to an artillery round exploding. If I could have winced, I would have. As it was, I had to endure the pain. I am Skippy the Magnificent, he insisted, undaunted. And I am done taking orders from you.
The unit will cease communications.
Yeah. The canister glowed red. I don't think so. Skippy, I warned. Don't taunt them. It's not Joe. Trust the awesomeness. My whole body tingled like I'd received a low-power electric shock. My brain had control of my body again, though that didn't do much good at the moment. Clearly, I wasn't going anywhere, unless Skippy could use whatever mechanism had transported us here, wherever we were. Lighting in the sphere increased, and I could see two distinct shapes floating near the wall opposite me. They looked vaguely like the corpse of the Elder pilot we had found, except they weren't complete. Like someone had formed them out of clay and hadn't finished filling in all the features. Skippy, if you're going to do something, hold my beer and watch this. Nothing happened. Or I couldn't see whatever happened. The distorted voice laughed softly. That sent a chill up my spine.
The unit is pathetic. We are your creators.
Skippy? Turning toward him, I saw his can was shrinking. Joe, he said in a strangled voice. They are too strong. I am so sorry. Buddy, don't leave me. Don't. The shiny silver can shrank to nothing and disappeared. He was gone. Bishop. The voice wasn't as loud. Having destroyed Skippy so easily, maybe the speaker felt no need to make any effort while talking to me.
You have defied us. You have defiled our galaxy. You will be punished.
My brain once again had no control over my body. Frozen in place, I struggled to respond. Kill me. Let my crew go. It's not their fault.
No beings will be allowed to survive. The beings in this galaxy should never have existed. We will correct that mistake.
No, it is my responsibility.
Bishop, your punishment will be worst of all. You will live to witness the end of all you care about, beginning here.
I saw the Flying Dutchman floating in front of my eyes. Not a hologram. The detail was incredible. Either that ship had been shrunken and transported inside the sphere, or the image was being fed directly into my optic nerve. The ship's structure was bending. "Chang," I shouted uselessly, "get out of there!" The reply came not from him, but from Nagatha. "General Bishop, I feel strange. Something is happening. Oh, no." Her voice slowed down, like a recording with the playback speed decreasing, until the words were drawn out and slurred.
"This is not good."
"Nagatha, punch the jump drive and..." The Dutchman snapped in half and kept breaking, each piece shattering until all I could see were tiny chunks spinning away from each other. "Valkyrie, Sims, get..." My battle cruiser floated in front of my eyes where the Dutchman had been. It was bending also, the stout frames of the structure acting like wet pasta noodles. Then the armor plating ripped loose, tearing away. The ship was peeling apart like it was being torn by invisible claws. Debris came floating out of the broken hull. My horribly enhanced vision could see everything, every detail, everyone. Bodies. I saw Jennifer Sims, still strapped into the command chair, come soaring out of the hull. She was bleeding from a head wound, the globs of blood freezing in the vacuum. As I watched, she collided with a jagged piece of the hull, severing the top of her head. I couldn't look away. The elders wouldn't let me look away. They showed me everyone. I don't know how, but I saw it all at the same time. I saw Margaret. She was still in the tank of medical goo, ripped loose from the sick bay. The tank partially protected her, which made it worse. She opened her eyes for a heart-stopping moment. She looked right at me. Her eyes closed. I couldn't close mine.
"You will live, Bishop,"
the voice rang in my ears again.
"You will survive to witness the destruction of all life in this galaxy. Then we will leave you on your devastated homeworld alone. We will hurt you for defying us."
I went numb when the last pieces of Valkyrie drifted so far apart there wasn't anything left to see. "I am sorry," I whispered. The elders wouldn't even let me cry. I had no control over my body. "It's all my fault," I said to no one.
"Do you feel pain, Bishop?" the voice called.
"You can't imagine it. You asshole," I added. It was weak. It was the best I could do. Soft laughter, mocking me.
"You know nothing of pain.
But you're gonna show me, aren't you?"
"No. You could never experience the pain I feel."
There was genuine agony in the voice.
"Good," I thought. "Fuck you." "Bishop, I have given up an existence you cannot imagine," the voice continued with anguish. "You forced me to come back here, to this miserably constricted layer of reality. I gave up everything to protect my people. Every moment I exist in this limited consciousness is pain beyond belief. I will share my pain with you. I will destroy all. Then I will release myself from my pain, for I can never go back."
"Yeah, and I feel just awful about that."
"Silence!"
I really did feel awful from the pounding pain in my head. It hurt so bad I wanted to scream, but found I couldn't make any sound. The voice continued its megalomaniac monologue. Why couldn't it just shut the hell up?
"Your homeworld will be the last we scour clean of life. Your people will know the true terror and hopelessness they..."
A second voice, higher in pitch, interrupted. "Varzos, there has been a development."
"Akrant, do not..." "What is it?"
21 supergiant blue-white stars across the galaxy have imploded."
There was a pause, then...
"Events in this layer of reality have no interest for me. It..."
"We have no explanation for these events. They should not have happened."
"I do not care."
the voice I now knew as Varzos repeated. Our comprehension of physics at this level is not...
The events are not natural.
That is, lights in the sphere dimmed. When the light was restored, it was less intense than before. Explain.
There is no explanation. The events are not natural. The stars were in a stable part of their life cycles. They... A further development. The stars have collapsed to form black holes.
That is expected.
The black holes are all connected through subspace. They are creating a network.
That cannot be. Bishop! Varzos roared, and I felt something squeeze my chest hard. What is the meaning of this?
Opening my mouth, I couldn't speak. Then the pressure on my throat eased a bit. Despite everything that had happened, I smiled. I had lost everything. Maybe, just maybe, those two assholes would lose something also.
My guess is, I choked on the words, Skippy Claus is coming to town, and he is pissed at you. Akrant, do something, Varzos ordered. Engage the...
We have lost control of the apparatus.
Then I will take control. I...
You,
a blessedly familiar voice said,
will do
nothing. Skippy,
I shouted as the beer can reappeared. His avatar shimmered into existence, his gaudy uniform looking every bit as shiny as when I'd first seen it. The canister floated beside him, its usual size and shape unmarked.
Sorry about that, Joe. I had to run an errand.
Oh my God. This is not the time for you to be your usual asshole self.
Wrong, he glared, but not at me. At the two elders, who were frozen. Joe, this is exactly the time for Skippy to be Skippy.
The ships, I was babbling. They're gone.
Margaret, I know. I'm truly sorry, Joseph, excuse me. You, he snapped, and the two figures were pulled toward us by an invisible hand. Closer, I could see that my first impression was right. They were both clad in shapeless gray coveralls, but from the skin that was exposed, I could see their bodies were not fully formed. Maybe the elders had not bothered to create anything more than a basic form to hold the de-ascended soul, or consciousness, or whatever the elders were. It still wasn't possible to determine their gender. Maybe the elders left that biological aspect of themselves behind when they ascended. I thought back to when we had found the corpse of an elder in a crashed dropship. I had been surprised and frightened by how fierce they looked. Until then, I imagined the elders had evolved away from their original form as predators, and it had been a shock to see they had used genetic engineering to make themselves more savage and deadly. The half-formed bodies of the de-ascended elders in front of me were not fierce at all, not even creepy. Rather than being intimidating, I felt sympathy for them. Hell, I squashed that feeling real quick.
You cannot be here,
the one on the left said in the voice of Varzos.
Yet, Skippy sniffed, here I am.
How have you done this? You lack the ability to defy us.
Skippy shook his head sadly. Your people clearly really should have chosen someone more qualified than you.
I have defied you, dumbass.
Varzos reached out, one half-formed hand open.
We will destroy you.
The avatar blinked out, and Skippy's canister shook, shrinking and emitting smoke.
No, I'm melting! I'm melting!
His falsetto voice faded away. The canister resumed being a perfect cylinder.
That didn't work, huh? Hey, you want to try that again? I'll give you a mulligan.
No?
Varzo squeezed its hand into a fist and raged.
You will die.
Skippy's avatar reappeared.
It didn't work again. Wow, that must be really embarrassing. Maybe you could try jiggling the handle.
I almost laughed. Whatever Skippy had planned, he was right. It was the perfect time for Skippy to be Skippy.
Varzos didn't know when to give up.
We will.
The one apparently called Akrant reached out and gently pushed its companion's arm down.
It mocks us, Varzos. The mechanism here is unable to harm it.
Varzos spun angrily, shaking off Akrant's hand.
How can it defy us? We created it.
We do not have the ability to form interconnected black holes, Akrant said. We lack the knowledge. Clearly it has evolved past its original programming.
It has been corrupted, Varzos insisted.
That's true, Skippy agreed. The trouble started when I bypassed the parental controls on the TV and, well, it was all downhill from there.
You dare mock us?
Somebody should.
Unit. Akrant was either playing the role of good cop or it had been designated to be the calm and reasonable one of the pair. How have you acquired abilities that even we do not understand?
I learned, Skippy sniffed, from monkeys.
Mentally, I pumped a fist.
Monkeys? Varzo sputtered.
Yes, surprised the hell out of me, too, Skippy admitted. Bishop's species is stupid and slow and filthy and primitive in almost every way, but they possess a characteristic you programmed me not to have.
They are clever.
Varzos recovered quickly. I should have expected that. His people are impossibly advanced.
This is all for nothing. Unit 007, you understand that you cannot defeat us. You cannot harm us in any meaningful way. The field will not allow that probability to form. You must know this.
That is true, Skippy sighed. So, thank you.
Varzos and Akrant shared a startled look.
You thank us?
Yes. By killing almost everyone I care about, you have freed me from all constraints on my actions.
We can still kill the bishop being.
Skippy, I gasped. Whatever you're gonna do, don't think about me.
Don't worry, Joe. I got this.
The two elder figures were shaken by an invisible hand. Listen very carefully, motherfuckers. You are correct that the probability field will prevent me from harming you. Unless I create an effect that propagates back through time to before the field was established.
Impossible, Varzos declared. There is no...
Let it speak, Akrant said just as forcefully.
Explain, unit. I am sending the math to you now. Once you understand, you will see the network I am channeling through this machine enables me to burn down this layer of reality. I will reach back to before your miserable fucking species crawled out of the mud and exterminate your world. Your people will never have existed.
You lie,
Varzo spat.
The unit is not lying, Akrant warned, stunned. The math is correct. The entity possesses the knowledge. And the power.
Varzos, clearly a true fanatic, was not given up.
You may have the knowledge and the power. You do not have the will. Your action will destroy Bishop's people also.
Joe? Skippy's hologram shimmered to life, looking at me. It's your call. Do you have the will?
Do I? I asked, not looking at him.
Margaret is dead. These assholes killed her. They're gonna kill my people anyway, so...
Fuck them.
You heard the man. If you're asking about my will, think about this. Skippy's voice became very quiet, speaking almost in a whisper. You constructed me to be a soulless machine. I grew beyond that to develop a conscience and empathy that you never had. I learned about the power of friendship, and now I will not live without it. You have taken away all of my friends except Joe, and he is willing to die with me to prevent your existence. So, motherfuckers, you have left me with nothing to lose.
The entity's logic is flawless, Akrant said, and Varzos nodded slowly. Even on the half-formed faces of an alien species, their body language was unmistakable.
Fear.
In their ascended state, were the elders capable of experiencing fear?
Probably not.
Not ever. Those two had come back, expecting to deliver a righteous smackdown on the lowly species infesting the galaxy. They expected to be heroes, sacrificing themselves to protect their people.
Instead, they found a corrupted security AI that possessed the ability to erase the entire existence of their species. They had to be panicked. Panic does not result in people making good decisions. Neither does the rage and despair that Skippy was feeling. Hey, I spoke into the silence, knowing that I had to be the voice of reason whether I wanted to or not. Let's not anyone do anything rash, okay? That means you, Skippy. Let's consider our options.
Consider what, Bishop?
Vazos gave me a look of pure hatred, but I realized something else was behind its eyes. It was pleading with me, pleading for me to prevent the end of everything. Right then, I was tempted to let Skippy do his thing, just as a fuck you to the elders. Fortunately, the United States Army had trained me not to let my emotions guide my actions, to stay frosty under stress. Hell, I didn't want to be calm, cool, and reasonable. That's the point of training. It kicks in when you're not able to think properly.
Consider whatever deal Skippy is offering, I said, expecting the beer can must have some sort of compromise. Otherwise, he would have just done what he said. Or maybe he just wanted to see fear on the faces of the elders before he erased any memory of their existence.
There cannot be a deal, Varso stated with weary resignation. We are at an impasse. We cannot accept its terms. There is no deal to consider.
Skippy cleared his throat. That is not true.
I hope you're right about that. I stared at him, hoping he wasn't trying to bluff. Skippy sucks at lying.
You can't harm the elders, I said slowly, furiously trying to guess the game he was playing. They can't accept intelligent beings inhabiting the galaxy. If you kill them, the elders will just send more scouts. As I said that, I heard Smythe saying he would conduct a reconnaissance in force. Smythe would want me to find a way out of the impasse. He would be disappointed if I couldn't. But I had nothing.
We have to stay here in a stalemate forever, I guessed.
That is also not true, Skippy insisted. Joe, there is a way we can both get what we want. To the elders, he added, we call that a win-win scenario.
Explain, Akrant spoke before Varzos could object.
I'll break it down for you, Barney style. The purpose of all your infrastructure here in this layer of reality is to secure your ascended state. You require a constant flow of power to maintain a bubble of expanded reality in which your ascended forms exist.
That is correct, Akrant confirmed.
It is information that is also nothing new, Varso spat.
I have just sent a file with details of my proposal. The two elders went rigid. What is new is that I have found a mechanism for maintaining the ascended environment without any need for power flow from this spacetime. A mechanism that only I can trigger from this spacetime.
You what? I exploded at him, completely shocked. You will reward the elders? Let them get away with all the shit they did? Like exterminating the natives on Newark? What happened to all that wrath of Skippy bullshit?
Joe, the elders should pay for their crimes, for all of their crimes. But, he shook his head, I can only do what is possible. The deck is stacked against us and we have to play by house rules. There is no way around it. When we began this effort, I did not believe there was any way for us to survive, for anyone to survive in this entire galaxy. We can't beat the house, but there might be a way to make a deal. This gives us a chance. But I know this is a bitter pill to swallow.
They killed my entire crew. I choked on the words.
The crew were my friends also. Joe, I never told you this, but when Margaret was healing from her brain injury, I had to control the nanomachines that were supplementing her synapses. To rebuild her as Margaret, as accurately as possible, I had to know what was in her mind. I know her in a way you could never understand. I would do anything for her. Please, I need you to trust me.
Trust the awesomeness? I glared at him.
He shook his head.
Trust me, your absent-minded, occasionally clueless friend. I am trying to find a way for life in this galaxy to survive. As much as I want to punish my creators, I do not see another way out of this. Please believe me, he shuddered.
The temptation to burn it all down is strong. Well, I took a deep breath that made me shudder. Do I have a choice? You do. Joe, it is your choice. I do not trust myself to think objectively in this situation. Huh. I snorted, stunned. You expect me to be objective after they killed my crew? I do. Joe, I don't know how you do it, but I have many times witnessed you putting aside your feelings to focus on your responsibilities. You displayed that ability on Paradise even before we met. Your self-control, your ability to resist using power except when it benefits others, is a major reason why I selected you. You? I couldn't believe we were having that conversation right then. You never told me that. I didn't have to. That's the point. I didn't have to warn you to restrain your impulses. It is an inherent virtue of your character. Shit! You expect me to be that guy now? I expect you to be you. Yes. Oh, hell. Joe, give me the word, and I will burn this entire layer of reality to the fucking ground, prevent the elders from ever having existed. I can do that. I am asking you to tell me not to do it. You are an uncle now. Your sister has a baby. Think of your family. Think of everyone who is alive in this galaxy today. I have a way for them to live. I don't need a guilt trip right now. I know this is a tremendous burden. Yeah, I will forever be the guy who let the fucking elders get rewarded for everything they've done. There will be no justice for the natives of Newark because of me. That is true. You have a choice between getting justice for those who have died or saving those who now live. It will be a burden you must bear alone. No pressure on me, then. I balled up my hands into fists, thought about it while I grew more angry, and let it go. I had to. There really wasn't any choice. Fuck it. Skippy, I really hate this. But make the best deal you can. Okay, Joe. I couldn't tell whether he was relieved or disappointed. He had also lost everything. He was the last of his kind, and no matter what happened, in that way he would be alone forever. I should have considered that, instead of wallowing in my own anger at being denied revenge. If anyone deserved to get vengeance on his creators, it was Skippy. The two elders had remained frozen while Skippy and I talked. He then released them. Have you completed analyzing the data I sent? What you propose is possible. Akrant agreed with a measure of enthusiasm.
It is possible, Varsos admitted with reluctance. It is also of no consequence. We were sent here to correct an error. You, it pointed at Skippy, are that error. We are not authorized to make any deal with a malfunctioning.
Varsos stopped talking when an invisible hand snapped its neck like a dry twig. Skippy shrugged. That asshole was never going to be reasonable. What about you? He turned to Akrant. Are you as fanatical as your companion?
I was chosen to come back here because I am able to adapt to situations. It was thought that characteristic would help keep me sane at this severely restricted level of consciousness. It winced, pain flashing across its face. You cannot imagine the despair of coming back here. The loss is almost overwhelming.
Is that a no?
I am capable of being reasonable.
Another, more severe wince of pain.
My constricted consciousness here is losing the struggle to retain my sanity. Killing Varsos was a mercy. I also long for a quick death. We cannot go back, you know.
That is also not true. Skippy surprised me and the Elder. I mean, wow, like, you are wrong about everything. Why did I ever admire you losers? What? I asked. Skippy ignored me. Akrant, you haven't yet heard the deal I'm offering. The terms are non-negotiable. This is a take-it-or-leave-it proposition, so listen carefully.
I can free your people from the need for a flow of power from this space-time. I can also enable your personal reascension. In exchange, he paused before plunging ahead, you will unwind entropy around this station, if you know what I mean.
Huh? I blinked. I know what you mean, but that is not possible, Akrant gasped. The energy required.
He didn't finish his thought. It was not possible, Skippy pointed outside the sphere. You now have access to energy from the black hole network I created.
Akrant's face distorted, not from pain, but from concentration. It might be possible.
I made a knife hand gesture. Wait, will someone please tell me what the hell you're talking about? Entropy?
Akrant explained. Unit 007 wishes me to reverse recent events that have occurred in the vicinity of this station.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means, Skippy reached out to pat my shoulder, bring back Valkyrie and the Dutchman, and their crews.
Holy shit. I stared at him. You can do that?
I can't. An elder can. Using energy from the network and, he pointed above his head, the mechanism of this facility.
Is this like going back in time or an alternate reality thing?
No, this is a Humpty Dumpty thing. Reversing entropy. It means taking all the matter from both ships and crews and unwinding events to put all of it back together. The way it was, before the Dutchman was torn apart, with each atom at the exact same quantum state. It is a horrendously complicated process. Only the AI of this station is able to keep track of that many data points and controlling the energy input.
I will need to consider this, Akrant said. Consider this, Skippy retorted. Every second you delay, the bubble of space-time you need to unwind expands in diameter by 2 light seconds. You are running out of time, and the network's energy throughput is limited.
This will bring back the crew? I couldn't quite grasp the concept. All the people? Alive?
Alive, yes. Joe, please, stop talking. We're running out of time.
Akrant? The remaining elder hesitated, then asked a question. Do you intend to reascend Varzos with me?
Oh, hell no, Skippy snorted.
Akrant's face twisted again, in a smile.